Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo. And joining us on the phone is Dave Frey from Sidewalk Prophets. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
It's Dave Frey. Sorry. Fry. Yeah. My cousin, Glenn Frey, was actually an easy distant relative, but he was Glenn Frey from the Eagles. And so that's the only way that I ever know, because it looks like Frey, F-R-E-Y.
Talked to you before, and I just completely slipped my mind, so I apologize.
It's all good. Well, guess what? I've never been to New Orleans, and I only know to say New Orleans because I've never been there, and I've heard it on TV. So
yeah. People don't really say Nolans a lot, unless they're like making fun of people.
TV. Yeah, but there you go.
You can't ever trust anything that has NCIS and then colons in front of it.
NCIS, no. In Nolans, it's just New Orleans. So, yeah.
Right. We say New Orleans, like O-R-L-I-N-S.
I like it. See, so. we're learning together. I love it.
So Winter Jam is finally here. We've been looking forward to this since winter, and now it's spring.
Me too. Are you kidding me? April in New Orleans is going to be amazing, I tell you. I'm looking for it. I circled that on my calendar. So.
You guys have been on the tour for all of winter, and that's got to be exhausting. What's been the most challenging thing about touring the country this time?
We started on New Year's Eve. We left Nashville that for our first Winter Jam show. It's crazy to think about. It's almost a quarter. It was a quarter of the year. It's been a blast, being out for King & Country, Matt West, Red, Lauren Daigle. I mean, the list goes on. Like, all these people that love the Lord and worship Him in their own way, just to see the different ways that we've been able to worship have been a blast. It has been tough this run with sickness. I feel like a lot of people have gone down to the old flu bug or the cold or the allergies that are springing up. So, prayers for that are always grateful. But I tell you what, man, just when the devil thinks he can stop something from good from happening, I think that's when Christ shows up in a mighty way, just kicks him right in the face. And that's right. I love seeing on Winter Jam just people, friends and they're on the tour that have become brothers to me, going through tough stuff, and then they get up and they go and serve God and serve Him in a mighty way, and I've seen lives changed by it. And so I think that's what Winter Jam becomes more than anything. It's just this big traveling family, because we realize we're the sons and daughters of Jesus, and that's something to be to be proud of, and to go out every day with on your shoulders so that you can go and serve Him well.
Well, good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us on the Live Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo. In case you are just tuning in, we've got David Frey from Sidewalk Prophets with us on the phone. They'll be at Winter Jam at the Smoothie King Center. And I have to say, Dave, one thing I love is lately I've seen that y'all have been picking a person waiting in line to come up and help you sing one of your songs on stage. I mean, that's definitely making dreams come true, kind of like Disney World. What was the inspiration to start making this happen?
Well, I love Disney World, and that's a great way to start the question up. So, the honest truth is, when we started as a band, we played a festival early in the morning. And I love telling the story because we were playing for maybe 20 people. We were like, no kid, 9:30 a.m. festival slot. So there's maybe 20 people watching us. And so we decided to have some fun, and we ended up playing a song that woke up Audio Adrenaline and Toby Mac, and they came off their buses to watch us, and so after the show we got to hang with Will, the bass player from Audio Adrenaline, and he told me that later that night he would love if I would come up and sing with them. And the problem was, he didn't tell the lead singer that I was going to be coming up. So when I went to go grab the mic from Mark, he thought I was coming to mug him. Like, I was a crazy fan that got loose on stage. But he ended up, like, Will kind of laughed, and he gave him the okay sign, and I hit this, like, Mariah Carey high note, and Mark, he actually asked me to stay on stage and close the show out with them.
Wow.
And it was an amazing moment in my life. And I went from, 20 people in the parking lot to playing on the main stage in front of 20,000 that night. And that was a dream come true. I had been praying, God, show me what to do with my life. It was almost that make or break moment in our journey. And God said, hey, you want me to really show you? And that day he showed me in a mighty way, like, I prepared this for you. Go and serve me. You have no idea where I want to take you. And that day was a linchpin in my journey to become a member of Sidewalk Providence and to seek this calling. And so we thought, hey, man, what better way to give back than to have somebody come up on stage every night with us and have that same opportunity to come and sing and we just worship Jesus. And it's so much fun backstage. We have no idea who it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Every day my buddy Ben goes out and incognito, he's like, hey, anybody a singer out here? And we hope for the best. Some days are better than others, but we have a blast. And backstage, we go through it with them like maybe 30 minutes before we go on. And most are very nervous, just like I would be. But it's so amazing to see some of the stories, man. One of the young men that came up and sang with us, he didn't even want to be there, but he just felt like he kept having this dream that God kept wanting him to come, and he kept seeing himself on stage with people. And he said that he grew up in the church and struggled with his own identity because he was just the pastor's kid, you know, and he never had his own Jesus. And he said I would find him in my music. And so by randomly, you know, by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit ordained for us to choose him. He got up there that night and you could just see Jesus all over him. It was a mighty thing. So, I mean, there's a million stories like that.
And that really young man's name was Michael W. Smith.
And that young man was Toby Mack himself. No, I'm just kidding. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
No. I gotta be honest, that story, your story of how Audio A pulled you up on stage, it does not surprise me. Not because of how generous they are, which they are. They're really generous guys.
They are.
I've seen you live, and I say this frequently. You have the best voice in all of Christian music.
Man, thank you so much. Thank you for that. I have no words. Thank you.
I became a big fan of Sidewalk Prophets the first time I saw you guys in concert. You did a little show. I was living in Maryland at the time, and you had Jason Castro open up for you, and it was just a small little show.
Yeah, that was a blast.
And it was so good, and you were so spectacular that I decided to start a chapter of your fan club and call it Sidewalk Minor Prophets. And
the Minor Prophets, yes.
And it's taken off. It's a small faction of three of us on Facebook at the moment, but I'm working on it. I've got T-shirts
That's
made
awesome.
Up.
I like that. I like that. We'll have to see if we can make that the official Sidewalk Prophet fan club, the Minor Prophets. I like it.
It's better than the Gomers. I don't know what their day was doing.
Yeah, me too. Let's be honest, I was a Gomer, but I definitely wasn't sure what that meant, but I still love Third Day.
It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and JoJo, and Dave Fry from Sidewalk Prophets is with us this morning. It's so great getting to know you and chat with you. You are a giggly guy.
I am.
You love to laugh, and that's infectious, and it's a lot of fun. So we hope that we'll get some giggles out of you with our ultimate test, the Life Songs Lightning Round Sidewalk Prophets Edition.
The way the game works is we're going to give you a series of questions. Some are A or B type questions, and we want you to say the first answer that comes to mind as quickly as possible. There basically are no wrong answers, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Cabin or beach house?
Beach house.
Big tour or small intimate show?
I like intimate show.
Favorite Peanuts character?
Ooh, Snoopy. No, Linus. I changed it. It's
Linus. He was right. Josh
I predicted
was right.
That. All right. Baseball or basketball?
Baseball.
Go Fish or Memory?
Ooh, I like Memory.
T-Rex or New Jurassic World breed, the Indominus Rex?
I like T-Rex because he doesn't have his big enough arms to hurt me.
Favorite food on the road? Maybe bananas, perhaps?
Bananas? No way. I would go with Mexican food wherever we can find it, and sometimes that's a bad choice.
Me and you should be partners because Mexican food is my favorite.
that's all we do. You know, the entire band, you would love us because that's all we seek out on the road, and sometimes that ends in a bad, bad way. But mostly it's really good. So.
Batman or Superman?
I like Superman. I just got into Smallville, the TV show. I finished it, and I loved it.
You just got into Smallville from from 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. I loved it.
Got it on these VHS tapes. They're great.
I did. I would watch it in the bunk every night, and it would help me calm down, and then Lex Luthor would do something really mean, and I'd have weird dreams.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone. I have an iPhone.
All right, Disney World or Disneyland?
I grew up going to Disney World, and there's four parks there. but I do love the nostalgia Disneyland, but Disney World. Final answer.
All right. Well, what's your favorite ride or attraction at Disney World?
You'll never guess. It is the People Mover, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority.
Because no way.
When there's a 1.5 million hour line for everything else, that thing always has no line, and it's 15 minutes of not having to walk around in 100-degree heat, and you get to just chill and look at all your favorite rides and look at crazy people that are below you. And I love it. And that and Splash Mountain are the two rides that if they ever got rid of, I would cry for a long time.
Oh. All right. Favorite Star Wars character?
Oh, I have to go Yoda. He's so wise.
All right. Takeout food, Mexican or Chinese?
When you go takeout, you better go Chinese. Mexican takeout has been known to sit for a while, and you never know how that goes. Yeah.
Well, you did it.
All right.
Yay. Did I get an A?
Yes.
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 You survived the Life Songs lightning round.
Dave, we can't wait to see you this Friday night at the Smoothie King Center. Winter Jam, finally here. We're so psyched about it.
I'm so excited, too. Honestly, it's been a long, long time that I've wanted to get down to New Orleans and just have fun. And I'm so excited that this is like the last big city in America that I've not been to. And it's past due. And I cannot wait to see what God's going to do in the Smoothie King Center. It's going to be an incredible night. I hope people come out in droves, and we just have a big old party for Jesus there.
Well, we can't wait to see you, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too.
If this turns out to be some sick April Fool's Day joke, I'm going to be so angry.
I know, right? Wouldn't that be sad? That's how I felt when I saw it. I was like, surely we're really going. No, it'll be great.
Well, we'll see you there this Friday, okay?
All right, take care. See you guys soon.